David Searles.
Justice Searles, you were invited as a special guest today to the ceremony. I guess first impressions, what sort of impression did it make on you?
Well, Terry, through the eyes of a judge, we see the offenders when they appear in court for sentence. We see victims sitting in the back of the court and read sometimes their victim statements, but we never see anything beyond that. And today has been an absolute eye-opener to see victims and offenders coming together in this program, which I think seems to me to be a very, very worthwhile program.
You can't fake that. It's felt like a very authentic emotion behind those stories from both the perpetrators and the victims today. That has a huge impact, doesn't it, on everyone in the room when they hear the true the apology from the perpetrator and also the empathy and the love coming back from the victim. It's incredibly powerful stuff.
Well, I was told very early in life there's a little good in everyone, and today to hear those stories from both victims and offenders certainly heartened me to know that despite the most serious offence, one must always look at the conduct rather than the offender, because so often they are two different things. Good people do atrocious things. So I was very heartened to hear those stories. They were very moving.
Do you think this movement towards restorative justice is going to gain in strength, where we don't just lock people up for their crimes, we actually try and further rehabilitate through programs like this?
I would have thought it's an essential investment into tomorrow's community. It shouldn't be seen as a cost. It should be an investment which should be supported by as many people as possible. To have the numbers that we saw today magnified into the hundreds.
If you're going to roll something out like this, you do need the government on side and corrective services on side.
Well, you need the whole community to be educated as to the nature of the program and its wonderful results. That's when you'll have people who are in a position to assist taking interest. But it certainly needs those people to get to where they want to get to.
And just finally, Justice, any one story that resonated strongly with you? You've sat in courtrooms and sentenced people, and I'm sure you've heard these sorts of stories before, the crimes that have been committed. Any one of those stories that particularly struck you today?
Well, the one statement from one of the offenders to the effect that he came into this course not for the purpose of polishing up his application for probation, but to genuinely want to do the course. And the other chap who was approached by another prisoner and told that, or asked whether it would assist him to do the course if in his later parole application, and the offender telling us the story said that he didn't worry about what the motive was to join the course because he knew the power of the course was able to turn a person around, whatever the motive initially.
And that's the whole point, isn't it? It's restorative justice.
It's about.